Soup, Cosmos, and Tears. I've known some crazy women, but the craziest was Annette. It seems the crazier they are, the better they lay, and what bodies they give them. Annette always lived with the Chinese, but you never saw them. That's what scared you. Even the mafia is scared of the Chinese. Where's the dragon kid?
That's all right. He knows you're all right.
You sure? When they put the X on you, you might as well forget it.
I told them you were all right. That's all they need.
Annette had incense burning, all sorts of charts and weirdo books. She always talked about the gods. She had a direct line with the gods.
You've been selected by the gods, she told me.
Okay, babe, let's make it then.
Not right now. I want you to try this secret soup I've made.
Secret soup?
Yes. Eat it, and you will inherit many of the forces of Earth and Sun, the entire cosmos.
I went in and ate the soup. Frankly, it tasted all right, though a bit rusty. No telling what the hell she'd put in there. I finished it. I feel like a man of steel now.
You've inherited the force, she said. The gods are proud of you.
On the couch, I finally got hold of her. Under that loose orange gown was enough woman to kill an ox.
I lived in that hotel in Paris. I slept with all of them. Burroughs, the whole gang. I knew Pound at St. Liz.
You slept with Ezra?
More than any.
Oh, fuck.
Go, she laughed, ahead.
It had been a good soup. Those Paris boys and Ezra had known a good mare. I rolled off. When she came out of the bathroom, she had a bottle in her hand and began sprinkling me with the contents. Hey, what's that shit?
The tears of the gods.
The tears of the gods?
Yes, the tears of the gods.
I laid there until she was finished. Then I got up and dressed. When can I see you again?
In 2 hours or tomorrow.
I walked to the door.
You walk like a pone,
she said. See you in 2 hours, I told her. The door closed. What a man had to go through for a piece of ass in the modern age was highly ridiculous.